The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Speaking of lockdown, New York are enjoying their first day without restrictions, without significant restrictions, certainly, after the state reached the 70% vaccination target. So restrictions across commercial and social settings were lifted immediately, but Governor Andrew Cuomo said some would remain in place on public transport and in healthcare settings. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on Jimmy Fallon's show last night on TV, where the news had just broken about New York crossing that threshold. Oh, sorry, we don't have I thought we had that clip. Essentially, you can imagine that clip. It is just rejoicing. It is the sound of people rejoicing, a sound I'm sure that was replicated right across the Big Apple. Well, John Fitzpatrick is the owner of Fitzpatrick Manhattan and the Fitzpatrick Grand Central Hotels, and he joins us now from New York. John, what's the atmosphere like there today?
Well, Ciarán, we'll do the cheering for if you missed it, because it's great news. Yeah, we've been waiting for the governor to, he hinted at it for the last few weeks that once we got to 70%, he would lift restrictions. You know, we were sitting at 68.5 there for a while. So it was like the last goal in the last seconds when he announced it last night, and we're all delighted. It's great to see, you know, especially New York City, which was the most impacted city this time last year in the world, and now it's open and it's fully open, which is great.
Yeah, New York really had some kind of dark days. Beyond Northern Italy, it was the city we kind of looked at, I suppose, with most horror in terms of the overwhelming of the hospital system. How different is today than yesterday, John, for yourself? I mean, what is different? What restrictions existed yesterday that don't today?
Well, today now we can open up 100% our bars and restaurants. There's no restriction on seating, you know, standing or anything like that. So we're wide open. And, you know, the masks, it's now mask is an honor system. So people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks. And even the ones that are, even the governor said if they're unvaccinated, it's their choice. But most Americans are good, or New Yorkers anyway. They've gone through a really rough year. So the ones that aren't vaccinated, you can see, are wearing them. But it's very few. Most people are vaccinated here now, over 70%. Anybody that wants a vaccination has had it. So we're very excited. You know, we're just feeling that, you know, and the bookings have already started showing, believe it or not, this morning for the weekend. It's jumped. And air travel over the last few weeks has been coming back. It's believed it was 2 million domestic traveling a day now, which is about 75% of where we were in 2019. So I don't want to put a jinx on it, but it does feel normal. And it's great to see everybody so happy and moving around. It's
and how important is that for you, John, and your colleagues in the industry as well, to be able to open up fully?
Yeah, well, we just got off another Zoom call from our hotel association just to make sure we were all on board. And it's because now we can, as I said, our restaurants and our bars can be 100%. So we can bring all our staff back, which is the most important, bring all our employees that have been laid off. And then to just kind of relax a little bit. I think mentally, it's great just to know that, you know, it's hard to believe, actually, to be honest with you, that it's normal. People are going out with no masks, but it's business now, we hope. I think the biggest thing we need now on both sides of the Atlantic is to open international travel. I mean, that's what, especially into Ireland, and especially from Ireland and Europe into the United States.
Have you had many bookings, actually, from people traveling from Ireland?
Well, we've had a lot of bookings once they hear things we're moving again a few weeks, but that we can't take them till lifted. So they're all hedging their bet.
Okay.
We're hoping by late August, early September, if everything goes well and we don't have any setbacks, it should be. But truthfully, the governor has opened up everything, and now we can have 5,000 people is the limit for inside. So I tell you, it's back to normal, you know. And, you know,
I think that a lot of people listening to this feeling more and more jealous the longer it goes on. I mean, you'd have one eye on what's happening here as well, John. I mean, does it strike you that we're still a little cautious here?
No, you know what? It's just unfortunate that Europe didn't get the vaccinations as quick as we did over here. And I think Ireland is only about 3 weeks behind us. I mean, if you look at it, our vaccination has kind of reached its peak. You are still 100% giving vaccination. So I think the government's doing a good job. I know it's frustrating and we all have to open up slowly. But I would say in about 3 to 4 weeks, you will be right up beside us. I'd be surprised if you're not fully up by, you know, the end of July, beginning of August.
I don't know, John. I think in 3 weeks, I'll eat my hat in 3 weeks' time if almost all restrictions are lifted in Ireland. Are there still some people in New York, though, who are nervous and maybe a little more reluctant to go out and mingle?
Well, we found that a few weeks when the vaccinated start rolling out, the initial. But in the last few weeks, no, especially the younger people and people back at offices. For instance, the governor has called back all city workers about a month ago, and that has really helped bring people back. And you know, even some of our employees who've just come back, you can see them being a bit nervous for a day or two to like get used to it. And then, you know, it's look, we've gone through a horrific year. The whole world has. So some people will be slower than others. But in the end of the day, I heard you mentioning, you know, the vaccinations work. And, you know, I would say that within 6 weeks, Ireland will be in a much better place than it is today. Because we felt 4 weeks ago, we were still kind of coming out of it. And will we get there? And here we are today. We were surprised the governor came so quickly and said, open the doors. We're back to normal, is hard for me even to say to you it's been such a long time. No, I do think we're all in the right way, and it's just that we can control everything now, and we all just be careful still. I mean, doesn't mean we're, you know, you don't go out and be careful. It's, you know, you're on trains, you're on buses, you still wear your mask, but you know, you just be sensible.
I just sound like it's the kind of the city on upon a hill. Like I said, I'm getting jealous just listening to you. I just want to ask you before I let you go, John, because you mentioned there about office workers back in the city. It's kind of a tough one that we're juggling with here, how to manage that. I mean, is the expectation in New York that there's forever going to be this kind of blended model of working? People will be at home, others in the office, in and out, or have things just kind of kicked back to the way they used to be?
No, I think that's right. I think first, people are bringing them in on 3 days at home and maybe 2 days or 3 days in the office and 2 days at home. I think everybody will. We're reviewing ours. We have a corporate office too, and we're reviewing it at the moment. We have everyone back because, you know, we just feel it's okay. But some bigger offices would probably go on a stage. Let's not jump in too quickly. And I think everyone would be cautious and let somebody work a couple of days at home, 3 days in. But I think by September, I think corporations are saying to themselves, is it as efficient to have people working at home? For some people, it is in some industries, but not all. And I really see it's our bar I look at in the evening in Grand Central, because mainly office workers come in after. And it has gone from maybe 40% to we're back up nearly to 100% now. And when you hear younger people coming in the evenings and, you know, they're saying, great to be back, because you want to mix with your fellow workers. It sounds great working from home. And it suits certain people, but it doesn't suit everybody. It's best to get out there and mingle again. So I think by September, we'll have everybody back. Yeah. Again, we're not just being careless here. We're excited, but we're being cautious, and it's going well.
Yeah, sounds great, John. Listen, we're getting closer to when we'll be able to come over and visit you there in New York. John Fitzpatrick of the Fitzpatrick Manhattan and Fitzpatrick Grand Central Hotels in New York City. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder.